maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon si Rob Atenco, may-ari ng Ritz by Nika. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Rob, sa pagsama sa amin ngayon.
Hi, Chanel. Hi.
Okay. So ano ang dahilan kung bakit ninyo sinimulan ang negosyong Ritz by Nika?
Well, actually, we didn't plan it out. Mm-hmm. What happened was, it all started in our friend's birthday party. We decided, let's bake mamon and mm-hmm. give it as a present. Mm-hmm. So we did that. And our friend Marianne, who was at the party, suggested, why don't we sell this? She has, her auntie has a Filipino shop at Campbelltown mm-hmm. who said that we can ask her if she's willing to sell the mamon. So that's actually how it started. There wasn't any plan to do a business. And then we, because Nix, it's funny, because Ceci Nix, or Nika, she's an IT graduate.
Okay.
But she doesn't like IT. She loves to bake.
Oh, okay.
So right. We thought, hey, look, you love to bake. Why don't we see if we could make money from it, right? Mm-hmm. So, yun. And that was actually our start. Thank Marianne very much for that.
You and Nika are a married couple. Do you think it is an advantage because you are partners in real life and it is easier to make the business a success?
I think it's very important. And it's mm-hmm. it's very good that we are married and as partners in the business mm-hmm. because we both have the same goals. We both want the business to thrive. And not only that, for me as a husband, I really want to support Nika's baking because mm-hmm. that's what she loves as well. She enjoys supporting me on the activities I like to do. Mm-hmm. Now, the great thing about this is that we could talk to each other. We both have our own strengths that we help. Like, she's great at baking, mm-hmm. but she doesn't like talking, and that's why I'm on this call.
You're the PR.
Yeah. Well, another case, she doesn't like washing the dishes. I like mm-hmm. washing the dishes. So,
okay.
So it goes hand in hand,
yeah.
which is great. So her strengths, she focuses on that, mm-hmm. and then I focus on my strengths to help support her. Mm-hmm. And because we have that same goal and the same understanding, it makes it so much easier mm-hmm. than working with someone who's external.
Perfect combination, Rob.
Yes, yes. Exactly right. Exactly
okay.
Right.
So sinimulan niyo ito noong 2012. Ano ang ginawa ninyo para makilala ito sa Pilipino at Australianong komunidad sa Australia?
So as I mentioned, we started off, of course, at a small shop at Campbelltown. Mm-hmm. So that really, like, the word of mouth got around fast.
Mm-hmm.
They said that, look, wow, people are liking this. It's there's a big, big demand for that. So we opened up, we used social media, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a strong medium to use.
Mm-hmm.
So we opened up our own page, got everyone to know that. But most importantly, I physically went around to cafes and shops, literally did door to door, giving him our goods and saying, hey, why don't you want to try our treats and try to sell them? There was an aspect of physically going out and then using social media and friends as well to get our names out there.
Okay, so it's like direct marketing, word of mouth, and then social media, right?
Oh, that's exactly right.
Okay.
And the other thing as well is if there's parties, and as you know how Filipinos are, we love our parties and food.
Yeah, you're right.
We make sure that we always bring mamon or cake or something, right? Because so that people can physically try it and see it. And yeah, that worked very well. People ask, hey, do you sell this? Where can I get this? And, you know, the conversation leads from there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's great about Filipino. We all get together when it comes to food.
Okay. So did the break even come easy when you were just starting, Rob?
I will admit it is a bit difficult when you start off, just like in most businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a lot of spending that you need to do. You need to put capital into the business. You need to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And you really need to work hard. But the thing is, as long as you have a plan and a goal, it makes it a lot easier to manage. To see the results after all of the hard work is great.
Okay.
So yes, that break even in the beginning is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be hard, but it's sometimes it tends to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you keep working, you get over it.
Okay. So I saw how you beautifully designed your cakes, cupcakes and mamon. How do you conceptualize these designs?
Okay, so most of the treats and recipes were actually handed down from Nix's mom.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's been doing the mamon for quite some time. Okay. That was the mamon. Mm-hmm. And then what we usually do, we tweak it depending on the market here. Of course, like the palate of Australians, even Filipino Australians, is quite different to those in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So Nix plays around with the recipe and designs. So there'll be some trial and error, which, of course, leads to a lot of weight gain for yourself, which is okay.
Really? You gained weight? And Nika?
You know, you need to have a balance. That's why gym doesn't work enough when you have a baking business.
It's
the balance there.
Okay.
But it's great. Like, with the trial and error, it's funny because our family loves it when there's an error because they tend to get the rejects and they love it.
Okay.
Nix is a bit of a perfectionist, so she really tries to get her inspiration from the net, from people. Some people even come to us looking for designs. So they'll give us an idea, and then we work with that.
Okay. So gaano katagal nyo ginagawa yung mga designs na yun?
So usually we devote Thursday and Fridays to do baking. Now, I actually work full time. So it makes it at home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it once after dinner.
Okay.
So after dinner, we tend to finish depending around, sometimes we even finish at 4 a.m.
Grabe, di na kayo natutulog.
Yeah, well, of course, we like for me, it's, again, it's the, we love the business. We actually love it. We enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit of a bonding session for us as well. We're there together. We don't have much of a social life, as you can imagine. But, you know, once we go out, we enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the design, the thing that we're proud of is that our cakes and our treats will always be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
We don't keep it stored for a whole week and do the design. We try to keep it as fresh as possible so that the flavor really comes out. So that's why we work on a Thursday night and Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the designs could range from, you know, just about half an hour.
Okay.
With baking, about an hour, but depending on how elaborate it is. Sometimes we start from 8 p.m. and finish at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Pero siguro, napansin ko, ang ganda siguro ng bonding ng family mo, ano, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We have fun. Let's put it that way. We have a lot of fun. Yeah, she's, either way, no matter what, she's still my boss.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's funny because when we do bake, I always ask, could I have a coffee break for a moment?
Nika is the boss. Okay.
Yeah. You know, someone who is so shy, who you could never imagine be like a head of a company, and then she is. So, honestly, when you see us when we bake, it's like a Saturday Night Live at our house.
Wow, cool, ah. So, ano naman yung nararamdaman ninyo kapag nasasarapan yung mga customers sa mga treats ninyo at pinupuri ito?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, every time we do an order, we are so nervous.
Oh,
we, despite everybody loving our treats, every order, we are so nervous on what feedback will come back, what will come back. And we're always surprised on what they say. Even if it's always the same feedback, like, oh, it's great, it tastes great, we're still so surprised every single time. Because it's something that we've made, and someone who we don't know enjoy it. It's I'll be honest with you, it's a great feeling. Even though I don't do the cakes, but I help. It's a great feeling to have that. Actually, at times, I tease Nix. I tell her, because she's really shy, I actually remind her, so how does it feel like everybody knowing your name?
So what did she say?
She just pinches me on the side.
So ano, Rob, saan nyo nakikita yung treats by Nika a few years from now?
Look, we really, the real goal, our dream, of course we have a dream, is we want to have our own bakery / cafe.
Okay.
That's what we really want. To have that place where Filipinos can hang out with everyone in the community and, you know, and try our treats. We love our coffee. Filipinos love their coffee, and we also love our treats. So we wanted to combine that as well. So we are hoping that, you know, within a few years, within, like, let's say 5+ years, mm-hmm. We'll have something established, an actual place where people can go there mm-hmm. and start, you know, relaxing and trying our treats there.
Anong mensahe mo muna bago tayo magtapos?
Okay, well, look, I'll be, look, firstly, we both of us, I spoke to Nick about this. Now, mm-hmm. we want to thank everybody mm-hmm. for the amazing support and feedback they've given us. All our customers, especially our family and friends who's helped us to this point. Mm-hmm. We really could not have done it without them. Now, it's also great to see that Filipinos are now being recognized in our community even more. It's so good. We're so happy about it. For us, like, we are seeing artists, businesses, and people are being recognized in the Filipino-Australian community. So for us, we want to say that, look, we encourage everyone to get behind them. You know, show them the support, because it is our fellow countrymen, right? Mm-hmm. They would really love to, you know, love to see our, you know, our community really grow.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.